Title: Clip Envelope Foundations Beginner, DNB Automation for Beginners. Alright, let's get you sounding more like a finished drum and bass loop, and less like a stack 4-bar idea. Today is all about clip envelopes in Ableton Live. These are one of the fastest ways to add movement and groove inside the clip itself, without drawing automation all over your arrangement view. And for DNB, that's a cheat code, rolling hats, little break variations, bass motion, and phrase ending fills that loop perfectly. By the end, you'll have a tight 8-bar loop with three main elements: a break that punches and breathes, hats that roll with human dynamics and filter motion, and a bass that talks without you needing to write complicated note patterns. Let's set up first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 170 to 176 is normal for DNB, but 174 is a nice center point. Now make three tracks: an audio track called Break, a MIDI track called Hats, and another MIDI track called Bass. In arrangement view, set your loop brace to 8 bars. Even if you're building in session view, it helps to think in 8-bar phrases because drum and bass lives and breathes in phrases. That bar 8 moment is where the loop stops sounding like a loop. Now, quick concept check before we build anything. Clip envelopes live inside clips. They loop with the clip. They're amazing for repeating groove behavior. Arrangement automation is timeline-based. It's for bigger, one-off moments in a full track, like a huge sweep into the drop. Also, arrangement automation can override what the clips are doing, which is why people sometimes say, "My envelope isn't working." Usually it is working, it's just being overridden. Cool. Let's build. Step 1. The break loop. Clip envelope for punch and groove. Drag an Amen-style break into the break track. Doesn't have to be Amen specifically. Think break, any jungle break, whatever you've got. Double-click the audio clip so the clip view opens at the bottom. Make sure warp is on. For breaks, try beats mode. Set preserve to transients. If you see transient loop mode, try forward, and set the beats envelope somewhere around 10 to 20 to start. That controls how tight the slices feel. Too low can smear, too high can get chattery depending on the sample. If your break suddenly sounds crunchy or artifact, why? Don't panic. That's usually warp settings. You can try adjusting that beats envelope amount, or even switch to Complex Pro if it's smoother. But start with beats for classic chopped break behavior. Now we're going to shape the break using a clip volume envelope. In clip view, open the envelopes box. Then set the left chooser to clip, and the right chooser to volume. If you don't see anything, click show envelope. Now draw a subtle DNB-friendly volume shape. The goal is not hearable automation. The goal is impact. Here's what to do. Find where the snares hit, usually beats 2 and 4 in the bar, and give them a tiny lift. Think like plus 1 dB, maybe 2 at most. Small moves. Then if there's a kick or a splatty transient that's too loud, pull it down slightly. And here's a really useful trick. Right after a snare hit, do a tiny dip for a moment. Like a quick suck after the impact. It creates space for hats and makes the groove feel like it's pumping, but you didn't even touch a compressor. Teacher note. If you can clearly hear the break getting louder and quieter in an obvious way, you overdid it. Clip volume envelopes are like seasoning. You want why does this slap more, not why is the volume moving. Also, lane hygiene. Every time you draw, glance at two things, the device name and the parameter name. If you accidentally automate track volume in the mixer, or you're targeting the wrong device instance, you'll waste time and think Live is broken. It's almost always just the wrong target. Alright, break is alive. Now hats. Step 2. The hat loop. Clip envelopes for velocity and filter roll. On the hats track, load a drum rack. Put a closed hat sample on C1. Optionally an open hat on D1. But keep it simple for now. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip and program 1/16 closed hats for the whole bar. Just straight 16 THS. Then duplicate that to fill the full 8 bars. At this point it will sound robotic. And that's perfect because we're about to bring it to life without changing the notes. Click the MIDI clip, open envelopes in clip view, and set the envelope chooser to MIDI control and the parameter to velocity. Now draw a repeating 1-bar velocity shape. The classic DNB pushes offbeat accents, so make some of the end positions stronger. As a guideline, strong hits around 90 to 110, medium hit 70 to 90, and ghosts 40 to 65. Try not to make it random. Make it intentional. Here's an easy ghost accent approach. Heap most steps in a tight band like 65 to 80, then pick a few specific steps and drop them way lower, like 35 to 50. Those deep dips read like phrasing. Randomness reads like randomness. Now let's add filter movement so the hats breathe. Put auto filter after the drum rack on the hat's track. Choose a high pass filter or band pass. Start cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz depending on your hat. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%. Now, automate the cutoff using a clip envelope. In the clip envelope section, choose auto filter as the device and frequency or cutoff as the parameter. Draw a gentle rise over one bar, then let it loop, or do a two-bar rise if you want slower motion. The point is, the hat's gradually open and close. That's the rolling, evolving D&B feel right there. Extra coach tip. Think in ranges, not exact numbers. Don't chase the cutoff must be 612 Hz. Think slightly darker to slightly brighter. You'll work faster and it'll sound more musical. Optional but really good. Put saturator after auto filter, then EQ8. When the filter opens, the saturator adds harmonics, which makes the movement more audible without you turning the hats up. Then EQ8 can tame harshness, often around 7 to 10 kHz if the top gets spiky, when the cutoff rises. Now bass. Step 3. Bass movement with clip envelopes. This audio version is shortened for playback.